it. My third time up at bat on this, and so
okay, thank you.
Your time's a charm.
Well, it's going to be brief. The end of the day, Matt St. John, executive officer. A couple things at the last board meeting, board members requested regular updates on conditions in the Klamath River, and so we've included an article in my written executive officer's report that Catherine Carter put together on current fish health conditions and water quality conditions as being assessed by the Klamath Fish Health Assessment Team. So I'll just point you to my written report. But one thing that's happened since we put out the written report is the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation put out a draft report called 2015 Lower Klamath River Late Summer Flow Augmentation from Lewiston Dam Report. And submitted a comment letter to the Bureau earlier this week supporting the flow augmentation using flows from Lewiston for flow augmentation in the lower Klamath River. Our comment letter primarily focused on following a science-based adaptive management approach using the scientific community of the Klamath Fish Health Assessment Team to inform adjustments to flow conditions as necessary. I can provide you copies of that letter if you'd like. It came up earlier in the day, and I just wanted to reiterate that there's currently a solicitation for concept proposals for Clean Water Act Section 319H nine-point source funds, which is being combined, as we mentioned, with timber harvest regulation and forest restoration grants, which are funds that have come out through AB 1492 and will be administered through the 319H program. And so we're encourage folks to get concept proposals in by Thursday, September 24th. And all that information can be found on our website. Lastly, I wanted to mention to the board and to the public that staff are in the final stages of completing the draft Russian River TMDL action plan, and we anticipate releasing that TMDL action plan for public review in about a week, and we'll start a 45-day public comment period. We're going to have three staff workshops throughout the Russian River watershed in mid to late September, leading to a hearing in front of you at the November 19th board meeting. So we'll look forward at those staff workshops to have one or two board member representatives, as schedules allow, to attend those staff workshops. And that's it after a long and productive day today. Thank you all very much.
Board member requests for future agenda items? Okay, none. I just wanted to throw out the issue of in Humboldt Bay, we run into cleanup things all the time, and I always hear about it from Baykeeper or the newspaper. So we had the Samoa Mill cleanup, which was a major cleanup with EPA. We had Green Diamond dioxin, where we'd signed off on it, and it was a subsequent problem. And then now we have quite a bit where I'm getting double pounded on because there's a bunch of creeks within McKinleyville's Community Services District. But if there's problems, I'd like to know, and if they're being handled by other agencies, either public health or EPA, I just think having a heads up would be really helpful, because the worst thing is you're a board member, you're walking down, and how did you allow this outrage to happen? And you're going, what outrage? And so we had one of the most fecal coliform or high coliform count beaches in the state of California. That sort of shocked me. And like I said, I'm hearing this stuff from Baykeeper. And they're great. They're doing a service. I'm not down on that. But somehow on certain of these things being handled by other agencies or problems. I'd like to hear from the home folks first.
We'll certainly do our best to keep you informed on those type of issues. And since you mentioned it, we've been contacted requesting that our agency get involved on addressing trash and other from homeless encampments outside of Eureka and in the Humboldt Bay area. And so we're in the process of determining how best to address that. It's not part of Eureka's MS4, which would be one way that it could be addressed, but we're looking at other alternatives.
Okay, thank you. Anything else? Okay, I'm going to adjourn before anyone gets too creative here. So, meeting over.